A key NATO official has sought to quell fears the North American and European military alliance is attempting to expand into the Southern Hemisphere. The 32-member alliance, including recent new members Sweden and Finland, are holding their annual meeting in July as it marks its 75th anniversary. NATO has promised indefinite support for Ukraine in its war against Russia amid uncertainty about when Ukraine might join the alliance. It has also been increasing its dialogue and cooperation with its partners in the Indo-Pacific, including Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea, also expected to attend. The US permanent representative to NATO, Julianne Smith, has told SBS News this does not mean it wants to become a global military alliance.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Neither the Indo-Pacific partners themselves nor the NATO alliance are actually talking about membership. We are talking about strengthening our collective toolkit, learning from one another, and enhancing our ability to operate together.